I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. In the Middle East, it's a waiting game to see who will put their guns down first. Later, Japanese Christians mobilize in the wake of another disaster. Last week, Hamas agreed to a deal that could see the Gaza Strip transition to civil governance. The deal calls for Hamas to hand over its weapons in stages and Israel to withdraw its troops from Gaza. But despite the step, the same deadlock remains. Hamas says it won't implement the deal until Israel stops airstrikes and withdraws. Israel says it will not do so until Hamas is fully disarmed. For the people of Israel, Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says the deal's success or failure won't change the danger they live under.
There's never any news that they hear that would tell them that they should be any less prepared or concerned about the days ahead.
That's partly rooted in what radical Islamic groups stand for regarding Israel.
Even with the hopefulness of Hamas handing down their weapons, the ideology does not change.
Believers in Christ are no strangers to unyielding resolve, but for them, their resolve is to share the good news of Jesus. According to Mock, for Messianic Jews and Christians living in Israel,
their calling is to preach the Lord Jesus Christ.
SGA's partners in Israel want to expand biblical training, leading to more church plants.
Pray for God to raise up these men and that these men would have a hunger for being trained in His word. Those are two really critical needs.
Next, why is Saudi Arabia striking targets in Iraq and potentially gearing up for war against the Iran-backed Houthis? Rob, with Middle East Concern, says that Islam is primarily split between two sects, Sunni and Shia. Iran is the dominant Shia Muslim power.
This religious identity helps connect the countries together. Sometimes it's described as the Shia arc or the Shia crescent.
Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia is the dominant Sunni Muslim nation. The ancient religious split has been weaponized into axes of power and influence.
The relationship between Iran and Saudi Arabia has always been very turbulent, actually.
While this division is helpful to understand why Iran supports Iraq, Hamas, and the Houthis, and why Saudi Arabia aligns with the U.S. and other Gulf nations to undermine Iran, Rob says that we cannot oversimplify the region.
I'm hearing from inside Iran, for example, that more and more people are turning to Christ. There is a spiritual vacuum there, and people are seeking after something that is much more substantial and that gives them a hope.
Constant war brings great suffering to the Middle East, but it also opens new doors for ministry.
We need to be able to adapt to a situation, and we need to be able to understand the signs of the times.
Pray for the needy and displaced in the Middle East. And severe summer heat continues to threaten earthquake survivors in southern Japan. One week after a pair of high-magnitude earthquakes rocked Kyushu,
many of them are still without running water or electricity.
A3's Robert Adair says the body of Christ in Japan is ready, but waiting to respond.
The government's still doing the initial relief work and clearing up damage, so the church doesn't want to get in the way of that. But the church wants to come in and help meet felt and spiritual needs as quickly as possible. Several of our alumni are in the middle of that conversation.
Some pastors trained by A3 have made quick trips to the epicenter.
They've been delivering drinks and small supplies, but also trying to better understand the situation on the ground.
Believers are working across denominational lines to coordinate a response that puts the love of Jesus into action.
Over the next days and weeks, churches and organizations will be coming together to try to figure out a plan. What are their actual needs? And then how can those needs be met without overwhelming the local responders or becoming a burden to them?
The biggest need right now, prayer.
Pray for the people being impacted by this heat wave. Pray that people would not have heat stroke, that they'd get the water they need, that the electricity would come back online quickly. Pray for the people near the epicenter of this earthquake who are still at relatively high level of risk just due to the lack of resources in the middle of a heat wave.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Join our Gideon's 300 and stand in focused prayer for the Middle East and North Africa. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the banner ad to get signed up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.